No, I'm not confused. Brother Mark is good most third Sundays. He'll, in some form or another, ask if I want to just take part or anything and all. And I usually don't. You've come to hear him. I know that. Thank you for agreeing, Brother Wayne. And this morning I was struggling. I had a couple of verses of Scripture on my mind and going back and forth. And I'm like, well, if he doesn't say anything today, we shouldn't look for signs like that. I know. Well, I thought, oh, I'm clear. It's in the last song. And then he said something. But and I don't want to take long, but I don't want to rush this. This was just strong on my heart. I don't know if I, sorry if I drank out of your water, Brother Mark. This is in 2 Kings, the 17th chapter. Just a couple of thoughts here, and I'll get it out of the way. And when don't worry about that clock this when it gets to noon today, Brother Mark. Into your time, I know. 17th chapter of 2 Kings. That mentions in the 34th verse, speaking to the children of Jacob, of Israel, here is who he's talking to here, commanded the children of Jacob. 35th verse, with whom the Lord had made a covenant and charged them, saying, ye shall not fear other gods, nor bow yourselves to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice them. So he covers all of that here in this commandment. It's this people is with whom the Lord hath made a covenant. We're in the covenant of the Trinity, the eternal covenant of redemption. We're beneficiaries of that. He's made a covenant. He didn't covenant with us, but for us. To save us from our sins. So we're as the children of Israel, of Jacob, in that respect. And so he charged them with these things. And ye shall not fear or revere, other gods. Any other gods. He's a God, Almighty. The great I Am is a jealous God. He will have all of our dedication, our devotion, our praise, honor, glory to Him. And He deserves that. He deserves it. We owe it to Him. Now, the 36th verse is what I want here. But the Lord who brought you up out of the land of Egypt with great power and a stretched out arm, Him shall ye fear, and Him shall ye worship, and to Him shall ye do sacrifice. So He brought them, He's reminding them, He brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Egypt typifying sin. He brought us out by, according to covenant, He brought us up out of sin. He's done that. What do we owe Him in our lives? So this is directly applicable to us. Brought you up out of the land of Egypt with great power and a stretched out arm. He has great might and power. In Exodus 6:6, just real quick, one verse. Exodus 6:6 says, wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. There's nothing about us in there doing anything. I. He did it. He's done it for us eternally. And thankfully, thanks be to God, has not just left us here without Him. But so Him, this great Lord, Him shall ye fear, revere, respect, and Him shall ye worship. Certainly that means to revere, but it also means to humbly beseech and to stoop. That's how we have to come into the house of God in that position. This morning, I felt like Brother Roger had done just that, like that. Now, if he's like me, he has to be blessed and guided in that, because it's against his nature and mine to come in here humbled and ready to revere God Almighty. That's how we need to come in. That will relieve us of so much, and certainly in the worship service. But to beseech him and to stoop, and to him shall ye do sacrifice. In that sacrifice, there is a death. It's to kill, to slaughter. We have to mortify our deeds, our flesh, if we're going to worship him. And there's going to be peace in that. There's going to be rest in that. Now, ye shall not fear other gods. That's anything. And I know I've touched on this before, but I owe it to whatever congregation I preach to, and certainly to the church of which I'm overseer, to remind you of this. So preachers need to do that. We need to be reminded. And so anything between us and worshiping God is an idol. I've made that statement before. Even if it seems good, there's one, I don't even know why this came to my mind after all these years, but I don't know who all may know this, but my dad, for his whole career, worked for Shell Oil Company in Houston, and he was a deacon in the church there, and then a minister, and then a pastor there until the day he died and all. But at some point in his career, Shell Oil had offered him a position that would be more money, more stature and so forth, and a great move in his secular job. But he would have to move to New York City, He turned it down because at the time, at least, he was focused on the church. That's the mind. And he wouldn't have, believe me, Mark and I knew my dad. That's outside of his human nature. We know what he wanted. He had to be blessed. And I give God the honor for that. That's how we should do. And then even little things. And that we should feel free. And I know at our annual meeting, at least last year, I had a mind to announce that after the service on Saturday, that the ladies didn't have to, the sisters didn't have to worry about going and fixing lunch. Well, we would not starve. I don't think a Primitive Baptist after church has ever starved to death out in the lunchroom. And so they didn't have to go. They could stay for the whole thing. I believe that we much more need spiritual food than literal food. Amen. I know I do. That can wait. Certainly never miss the preaching of the gospel to do anything secular. I'm not saying anyone's sitting there doing their grocery list right now, but don't do that while Brother Mark's preaching. There's no need to go out. I'll tell you, we'll wait. If we haven't got lunch ready, it's fine. Let's serve God. Let's revere Him as we should, at least right now. Don't let those gods get between us and God. Oh, He is well served in that. Be not weary in well-doing. Serve Him, and we serve one another. But come in here stooped. Just imagine our communion service, washing one another's feet. Bowing down, that I feel so comforted down there. Not when they're at mine, but I understand the reason for that service. But that's how we. And I wouldn't be telling you this if I hadn't felt these things that I've been in this position. I've had to pray, Lord, cause me to beseech unto Thee and to stoop down. Let's continue that. May God bless you. Come ahead, Brother Moore.